Hello, everybody. It's Terry, and with me today is Candace Gregory. She is the president and CEO of the Open Door Mission, and we are here to talk about Do Good Days, which are going to be here before we know it, April 24th through the 27th. Hi, Candace. How are you?
Hi. It's so good to be with you.
You too. You do so much for the community with the Open Door Mission throughout the year. But tell us about Do Good Days and what we can do to help the Open Door Mission.
Well, mark your calendars. It's April 24th to 27th, and it's 4 days dedicated, and it's many ways that you can support Open Door Mission and make a difference and impact in our own community right here, right now.
And you also have your Breaking the Cycle virtual 5K run walk, which is sponsored by Thrasher Foundation Repair. So tell us about that.
Actually, the exciting part is it's virtual. You can make an impact and do good by signing up. It's virtual, so you can participate anytime, any place, any location that works best for you and your family, your neighborhood, maybe your colleagues, that you can get together and anytime that week in April, and you can actually walk to break the cycle of homelessness and poverty. And when you do that, actually, when you sign up, you're going to get a nice soft t-shirt, and that $40 covers one night of safe shelter, nutritious meals, and quality care for one person experiencing homelessness. And so it really means that you're being an advocate for those that are least of these, are less fortunate in our community.
So where can they register to participate?
Well, we hope you'll visit opendoormission.org, and we have a slide as well as a register button right on our Do Good Days. And when you register, you'll get your credit card or your debit card or your EFT, and you'll fill in how many people are actually running or walking with you, and you can order your t-shirt, and those will be ready that week for you to pick up as well.
Fantastic. So I noticed with Do Good Days, Wednesday, April 24th, things kick off, and it's called Wish List Wednesday. Tell us, what are some of the things on the wish list for the Open Door Mission?
Well, you know, we've made it really easy for you to be able to shop from the comfort of your own home. So in between commercials, or, you know, when you have Netflix on pause, surf the web and take a look at our website. And, you know, we made it really easy for you to just take a look and see some of the things that you probably use every day and that we use as well. The exciting part is it's just one click away. And Terry, we've made it easy. It's things like fruit, especially for our children after school, cereal. We go through 90 boxes of cereal just at the Open Door Mission's Lydia House. And then, of course, mac and cheese and box meals, some pasta sauces. So it's really easy for you to just click a couple things and make a difference in our consumer food pantry program, or even here at the Open Door Mission, where we serve so many people a hot meal every day.
Which is so great. And I love that everything from the virtual 5K to helping out your wish list can be done from the comfort of our home. It just makes it so much easier for people.
Yeah, just trying to engage with our community in a way that it's convenient for them.
Now, what I love about Do Good Days and Share Omaha is their volunteering. They have places you can volunteer. Mm-hmm. So I know you need volunteers.
Absolutely. On Thursday, we're actually kicking off, Terry, our Share Omaha Volunteer Day. And actually at noon, when you're having lunch, we'll have our monthly Meaningful Minute. And it's just 15 minutes, actually, that I jump on Zoom and hundreds of people join me. And we actually talk about a social issue that's near and dear to my heart. And it just happens that we're going to talk about the impact of volunteerism on our health when we make a commitment to make a difference. Then later on in the day, we actually have opportunities that you can volunteer. We have many people signing up to volunteer already with their families, as well as their businesses and their church groups. And then, of course, at the end of the day, we're having a huge volunteer reveal party. That's going to reveal all the summer opportunities to volunteer. And the first 100 people, Terry, that RSVP get a free t-shirt.
That's fantastic. And I always tell people the best antidepressant, it isn't in a pill, it's in giving back and volunteering.
Absolutely. It's a gift to ourselves. We hear this from volunteers when they are coming on our campus, that they are going to make a difference and they're driving away feeling the impact on their own life.
And also, you mentioned earlier about $40 providing one night of safe shelter. That's all it takes to make someone feel safe and secure So how can people just donate $40 or maybe $80 for two nights? How can they do that?
When you go to our website and you click opendoormission.org, you'll see the donate button on the right corner. You'll see a give now button. And it just emphasizes that your $40 gift provides one night of safe shelter, nutritious meals, and quality care for someone experiencing homelessness. And so we're hoping that hundreds of people will choose to do good during Do Good Week by just giving. If they can't give of their time, then that they'll give monetarily, Terry, and they can make a difference. And we just know in our own lives how much the inflation and economy is just making an impact. And for us, we're feeling a huge impact here. We have a 36% increase in food cost and an 18% increase in utility and in our gas costs. So we are feeling it right along with every family in our community.
And again, giving back, and it's one of the easiest ways you can do it. Again, just go to opendoormission.org. Now, I want to talk about Saturday, April 27th. It's going to be very special. So tell us about that.
We are ending our Do Good Week by celebrating with our students in our New Life Recovery Program. And we hope that you will choose to attend graduation either virtually on our Facebook page or in person. And we're going to honor the men and women who've experienced lasting change in our New Life Recovery Program at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning in our chapel. And it's the best hour of your day, Terry. It really is. For many of our graduates, it's the first time they're completing something in their life. So it is a cap and gown commencement ceremony.
That's fantastic. And I think it would be really good for anybody. And I think most people in our community are familiar with your work at the Open Door Mission to see the lasting change that comes from this.
We're kicking it off with our run and we're finishing it with our graduations. We just have no idea how big the impact will be, but we know it's going to be awesome.
I've been working with Share Omaha for a while, and what I really love is there's so many ways you can help. You can give mac and cheese, pasta, cereal. You can make a monetary donation, or you can give your time, whatever you can do. And it's a great way to kick off springtime, April 24th through the 27th. It's Share Omaha's Do Good Days. And once again, Candace, tell everybody where they can go to find out more.
Please visit opendoormission.org and click on our events page, and you'll find all the ways that you can be involved in Do Good Days in April, the 24th through the 27th.
All right, Candace. Well, good luck this year. I know it's going to be fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, Candace Gregory, President and CEO of the Open Door Mission. Do all you can for Do Good Days, April 24th through the 27th. Thank you again, Candace.
Thank you.